Prologue. Hunters Grove, Kansas, December 1876. Viola Goodwin folded the letter, put it into an envelope, and addressed it. She called to her 10-year-old daughter. "Alice, can you post a letter for me on your way to school tomorrow?" Never far from her mother's sick room, Alice answered immediately while walking into the bedroom.
"Sure. Who are you writing?"
She fluffed her mother's pillows. Viola frowned and bit her bottom lip. "It's a bit of a secret, or a surprise, if it works out." Alice took the envelope and gazed at the address.
"It's going to a newspaper?"
"You're far too smart for your age. Do you know that? Just do it for me. I'll explain it later, if it's a success. And please, for now, it's our special secret." Alice smiled.
"Yes, Mama. Papa says he can eat as soon as he has the left field plowed."
When Alice had gone, Viola cringed in pain. She tried not to do it in front of her husband or children, but the pain worsened each day. She prayed her letter would get results and things would line up before her time ran out. A few minutes later, Esther jumped onto her bed.
"Do you need anything, Mother?"
"No, I'm fine, darling.
Papa brought in the milk, and I churned the butter."
"And Daniel?"
"Alice fed him and put him to sleep."
Viola hugged her daughter.
"I'm blessed to have such helpful and wonderful children."
Before supper, Viola's husband, Wolfgang, came to sit by her bed as he had always done since she'd taken to her sickbed. Viola looked up into his worried eyes, and her heart skipped a beat. He was a good man. He'd been such a loving husband. He'd seen them through a locust invasion and a drought, yet he always looked on the bright side of things. He was a godly man, after all. He'd comforted her through the infant death of twin boys and several miscarriages. And now, this.
"Wolf," she whispered, "we both know I don't have long, so I want you to..."
"Hush," Wolf said, pressing a rough, calloused finger on her lips. "I'm still praying. I won't give up hope."
"Do you love me, Wolf? I mean, truly love me?"
"What kind of a question is that, my love? I've always cherished you. I fell in love with you the first time you punched Willie Harmon's nose and gave him a bleed."
Viola smiled. "I remember that day." Wolf kissed her lips tenderly.
"I love you so much. Words cannot describe it."
"I believe you. And that's why you have to do something for me. A final favor, so that I can meet God in peace. I won't rest in death unless you do this one thing for me."
"Do we have to speak of death right now?" he said, squeezing her hand.
"This means more to me than anything. Please, will you do it?"
Wolf sighed and shrugged. "I'll do anything for you. What favor do you need?" She squeezed his hand.
"I know I'm asking a lot, but promise me you'll allow me to pick out your new wife."
Wolf dropped her hand and stood. "I will not replace you, ever. You're asking too much of me."
"Who's going to mind the children while you plow and harvest? Who is going to clean the house and cook for the family?"
Viola pressed her lips together.
"I need to die in peace, knowing I fixed things for those I love so much."
"But," Wolf began, as he watched his wife arch up with a moan.
"Please, do this for me so I can go in peace."
Wolf sat down and took her hand. "All right, I'll do it. But I won't love her."
"Just treat her well is all I ask."